Hey, Mrs. Kane, get off Mr. Kane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
2 months ago, I said I was leaving.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio and live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies.
That I started to believe.
Thought I would open up with the voice of Candace Griffin. And you all play with Candace Griffin, or Candace plays with you, and you've played with Candace. She's awesome.
Oh my God, she's just a prolific songwriter. We are so lucky to call her a friend, to work with her professionally. We are her backing band. We're actually going to be playing, opening up for Mackenzie Moore's single release party on the 17th. We are so excited. That's going to be at the High Noon Saloon. But also, Candace is so kind and generous with her time that she sings backup vocals for Cat in the Hurricane, too.
Nice. And Mackenzie Moore, we know her. You know, did you hear her new song tonight?
Yes.
So good.
You know, Jimmy, there's something interesting going on here, though, because Mackenzie Moore is going to have Cat. She's going to have, who did we just say? Dana Perry.
And Derek
Ramnerays. And so at Atwood Fest, it's Derek Ramnerays, Dana Perry, Jake and then Johnson. Cat in the Hurricane.
Yeah.
All in a row.
We're doing something cool here.
Yes. All in the family.
Rocker, let's do some more live music, man.
All right, Jimmy. Well, you know, this next song, it's called Over You. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the song before you play.
Yes. This song also originates from the 2017-2018 era of my life. It is coincidentally about the same person that I talked about in the first song. This song is kind of an anthem that speaks to the fact that when damage is done, it kind of lives with you, and you got to kind of just learn to live with it. And the sentiment of I'll be hurting for the rest of my life over you just means, you know, that it kind of stays with you. But what really brings the song to life, if you ever hear the studio version, is that we have a group of our very best friends in the background stomping and clapping along to the chorus that kind of brings a bittersweetness to it, where it is a sad sentiment, but in the end, it's like, it's okay that it hurts.
And as part of healing right there, let's hear it right now, is Cat and the Hurricane, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
I wake up, I get dressed, and I blend in with the rest. In a cage of my doubt that I can't seem to get out. There's an ache in my chest that needs to be addressed. And it's you in my view. I'll be hurting for the rest of my life. I'll be hurting for the rest of my life. I'll be hurting for the rest of my life over you. No thanks to you.
Left for dead in the end, can barely call you a friend, my friend. I'll be hurting for the rest of my life. I'll be hurting for the rest of my life. I'll be hurting for the rest of my life. for the rest of my life. I'll be hurting for the rest of my life over you.
Yeah, Cat and a Hurricane live in the Devil's Lair. So good. Thank you so much for coming in. Hey, if you're tuning in late and you want to hear it again, you can listen to the replay tonight at midnight, tomorrow at 6 p.m. and midnight. And on Monday, you can download the archive, or rather the podcast, at maxincradio.com, Rocker.
You can certainly do that, Jimmy. And right now, we're back with Cat and the Hurricane here in the Devil's Lair. Cat, you guys are playing the Mile of Music, yeah, August 4th through 7th in Appleton. And that is like, I mean, beyond Summerfest and Atwood Fest, that's maybe like the third biggest gig in the entire state, right?
Yeah, it's a huge, huge festival. And also one of our favorite festivals, one of our favorite shows to go up to. So we're so excited to be back.
Wow. Now, you are also playing there, though. The 4th through the 7th, that's like 4 days.
We will be there all 4 days. It's Thursday through Sunday, so we have one set every day that they set us up with. So if anyone is in Appleton, they can see us any one of those days or all 4 of those days. So, yeah.
You know, you guys were telling me some great stuff about what this festival does for people, for musicians that are playing there. They put you up in a hotel. They have what, healthcare and massages?
Oh yeah, no.
Tell us about that.
It's incredible. So yeah, they're putting us up in a hotel. They have free food catered, and they understand that artists are out on the road, and also, you know, in addition to working, doing them a huge, you know, solid by being there and performing. And they also recognize that artists out on the road likely don't have insurance or means to be able to get, you know, health care and dental care. So they do offer like dental cleanings and massages and chiropractor care.
Yeah, it's like limited appointments for, you know, it's like,
oh, it's beyond that.
It's just things. They're very artist first. And like, that's just really cool to see.
Is that like on site?
They have limited appointments, obviously, but it's supposed to prioritize those folks that don't have insurance or like regular access to healthcare throughout the year. But they have limited appointments in the Fox Valley Performing Arts Center, sort of the hub and the center of the festival. So artists have kind of a space in there where they can go and get snacks and water and like access to all these different businesses that donate their time and services to make sure that artists have a good time while they're in Fox Valley.
Rocker, you got to book us a live broadcast up in the...
Show, taking photos, taking video. So incredible. But I wanted to ask, do you have to apply to be chosen to play Mile of Music? Because I have some musician friends out of Nashville. They've applied for years and have not been accepted until this year. So first time. So I think this is amazing again. I'm so happy you're from Madison.
Yes, yeah. They do have an application, and we're a returning artist. We did it our first year last year. So, yes. So it's super excited.
I was just going to say, we need to get a gig up in Appleton, Rocker, because I can really use a good dental cleaning and a massage right now.
I think we're working on another station up there right now, Jimmy.
Perfect. Hello, Fox Valley.
Now, you guys are also doing the Homegrown Festival. Tell us about this little one here.
Yeah, so Homegrown Festival, it's going to be in West Bend, Wisconsin, in Regner Park, I believe. And so, yeah, they have bands going all day long in this kind of public park. And we're going to be performing tomorrow at
2:15.
Yeah, so we're really, really excited. And we're excited to see all the bands that are
Yeah, there's a lot of local bands there too. Mm-hmm. We got Midnight Purchases there, Tay and the Neighborly. I can't remember all of the ones off the top of my head, but it's all kind of local and regional bands over in West Bend. So it's our first time there and really looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're honored.
All right, well, let's get back to some live music right here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song that you guys have for us tonight is called Swimming for My Life. And, well, it's different than Running from the Cops. Tell us about this song.
Who are you? Who's asking?
Who wants to know? That was a good one, Rocker. Shoot. Don't shoot. Kidding. Goodness. So this song is from Baby Cat Era. That is a part of my life when I was just like eighth grade, ninth grade. I found my a boy on the internet, and I liked him very much. And we had a long distance relationship because we bonded over a video game. He was a real person, so before
Which
anyone,
game?
It's called RuneScape.
All right,
it's like an online fantasy world. If you're listening, you know. So this song is about kind of the ending of that relationship in which we started to get older and we started to realize that this was not a sustainable relationship because we lived in two very different parts of the United States. And additional fact, the one time I actually had a chance to go see him, I was on my way to him and I got in a car accident and I no longer could go see him. So I feel like that's a little bit of fate stepping in. Also, he's married with a kid and I'm extremely gay. So I think it worked out for the best.
Oh, the irony.
Thank God for that car accident. I tell you what, I'm glad you're okay.
Everybody was fine, by the way.
I wouldn't change a thing.
It's Cat and the Hurricane live in the Devil's Lair presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Let's hear it right now.
I saw the storm inside your eyes. I've realized you're a hurricane I just can't weather. Tossing and turning in the sheets of time, you've come alive. I promise you deserve so much better. The plank, and for this you I have to thank. The waves grow higher as I go under. Swimming for my life to give you the best chance you can have. Just a ripple in your past. Whoa. Oh. 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 Hey. Just a disguise. The light inside your life has gone away. Kicking and cursing your way through this life cuts like a knife. Find your way someday, I pray. Didn't I to walk the plank, and for this you I have to thank. The waves grow higher as I go under. Hey. give you the best chance you can have. Oh. In a year or so, you will look back, just a ripple in your past. Oh.
Hurricane live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. All right, we have one more live song. We're going to play a studio song here. It's we got about a little less than eight minutes before the hard break. How long is the live song, Kat? That you have, the last song you have.
We got one more song that we could play live that's about 4 minutes.
4 minutes. All right, why don't you go ahead and change your guitar and do that. Mm-hmm. Ben, I was going to play, sorry I'm like this. While we do this, but I think we're gonna do the live song first. But I had a question because
no, we're gonna do Sorry That I'm Like This.
We're gonna do that now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna do that right now then.
And then, perfect. We'll come back with live music in the Devil's Lair.
Sounds good. It's live in the Devil's Lair. So confused. Sorry I'm Like This. Talk a little early so we get to the live song, but this is my favorite part of the song.
If I don't hate myself by now, I
Cat Hurricane live in the Devil's Lair here. All right, Rocker, take it away, brother.
All right, we have a guitar change, Jimmy, and we're here with Cat and the Hurricane. And where can we find you online? Where's your online stuff?
Yes, we are pretty much everywhere as Cat and the Hurricane. That's Cat with a K, all typed out, and the Hurricane on like TikTok, Facebook, Spotify, iTunes. Our website is catandthehurricane.com. You can hear that song that was just playing in its entirety any of those places.
And that's a Cat with a K.
Cat with a K.
And no ampersand.
Be sure to follow them.
This last song is called Resonate. Tell us quickly about this song before you play it.
Really quickly, it is the happiest song I've written to date. And I was in a good headspace, and it was just a moment of like, things are pretty good, and the people that I have in my life are good, and it's so, so good.
So it's happy, sad, lesbian music.
Exactly.
Happy, I love sad. It.
All right.
Here we go.
Through time and space, you resonate. Through time and space, gone. Woo! You showed me what it means to be the best version that I can be. Feels like I'm finally waking up, and I cannot thank you enough. Find myself for so, so, so long. Reflections, and I never got along. But now I see there's no need for me to be so, so, so mean to me. Through time and space, you resonate. After you're gone,
in the Devil's Lair. We got it all in. I can't thank you all enough for coming in and sharing your music with us and just being cool and being who you are. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having
us. Thank you for having us. We appreciate you. We love you, Madison.
Once again, you can catch Cat and the Hurricane at Atwood Fest coming up on July 30th. You guys are there. June 24th, though, that's already passed, isn't it? August 4th through 7th in Appleton at the Mile of Music. And where else?
Catch us on tour for the whole month of August, and you can find all the info for that at catandthehurricane.com.
There you go. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah, bring that song back.
Thank you so much. All right, next week, live in the Devil's Lair, it's Dana Perry. Can't wait to see Dana. I hope Jenna Jonas comes with her, too, because that'll be awesome. And then after that, on July 23rd, Sexy Esther will be live at the Devil's Lair. Rocker, you got Max and Kevy coming up. Randy Kastner is going to join you from RK Metal Promotions. It's going to get hard and heavy at the Devil Radio Studio. That's coming up after 10 o'clock. In the meantime, I'll see you next week. Terry Barr, is awesome to do radio with you, as always.
Thank you.